Hi, gang. Bob Bolving here for the Mystery Project. And tonight, we're back to complete the R.D. Wingfield play, Compensating Error. Mr. Davenport and Mr. Desmond, faced with job termination, have discovered an error in accounts caused by their new replacement. And it could spell financial independence for two men who have spent their lives being honest employees. From the first part, here are some glimpses to restore your memory.
It's no use arguing, Hewitt. I've made up my mind. They go at the end of the week.
But Mr. Roberts, they've been with us for 35 years.
Then I'm telling you to do what you should have done 35 years ago. Sack them.
With the utmost respect, sir. We don't do that sort of thing at Webster's.
Maybe you didn't, Mr. Hewitt. But you're going to have to do a lot of things you didn't do before. Like making a profit, for example.
It's difficult to explain things to an outsider. You'll forgive me for calling you that, Mr. Roberts.
For what I've seen of this firm, I take it as a compliment.
Old Mr. Webster, our founder, prided himself on the way he looked after his staff.
Well, pity he didn't pride himself more on looking after his business. Then he wouldn't have had to sell out to me, would he?
Mr. Desmond and Mr. Davenport have been with us for 35 years. I think they deserve some special consideration.
They've taken money under false pretenses long enough. That's all the consideration they'll get from me.
Now, whose car is that in my parking space?
That's Peter Fawcett's Red Mini, Mr. Davenport.
Fawcett? What department's he in?
Mr. Desmond, sir.
I see.
What's going on here? Why are you out of your places?
How did this happen, Jacko?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Davenport. I didn't see you there. How did what happen?
Someone's car in my place. It's not good enough, Jacko.
Mr. Davenport, I'd be obliged if you would pay me the courtesy of addressing me by my correct name. I am your second in command, and the staff are already beginning to copy your mode of address.
Oh, don't be fussy, man. That car out there belongs to a chap in Desmond's section.
But is it necessary for all the staff to look at it? We're very behind.
You've got no sense of proportion, have you, Jacko? This is Desmond's revenge. He hasn't got over me hanging my coat on his hook last week. Well, don't stand there golfing, you lot. You should be ashamed of yourselves for letting it happen. Now, go on. Get back to work. Come to my office, Jacko. I want you.
Yes, Mr. Davenport.
Ah, this department has had a body blow today, but it's not going to happen again. Who's first in the morning?
Well, I suppose it's me, Mr. Davenport.
Right, Brian. You're our first line of defense. Now, when you arrive tomorrow, drive straight in the car park and book my space until I arrive.
But I haven't got a car.
But you can stand there and guard it, can't you? Now, don't let me down. I'll soon be recommending the annual increases, and I'm vindictive. Yes, well, that's all, thank you.
All right, then. Get on with your work. Who did that?
Now, Jacko.
Yes, Mr. Davenport.
Drop everything and see Fawcett yourself. Get him to move his wretched car as a favour to you.
And the rest of the work just waits, I suppose.
If you pull your finger out, it won't have to wait very long, will it? And when am I going to get your ledger to check, eh?
Now to pick up the action, here are Derek Giler and George Benson in the conclusion of Compensating Error by R.D. Wingfield.
Gentlemen, Mr. Roberts has asked that I give you, each of you, an envelope. Here.
Oh, letter. Thank you. Private and confidential? What's this about, then?
Yeah, well, can we open them now?
Please do.
Oh. Are they both the same?
Yes.
But why, Hewitt?
What can I say? I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You're sorry? 1 month's notice after 35 years and not a word of explanation.
Why, Hewitt, why?
It's nothing against you personally.
We've always done our best for the company.
It's just the new order of things, gentlemen. Mr. Roberts intends to completely reorganize the firm, and he's starting with your sections.
Oh, he would.
Yeah. We're going to amalgamate both departments and go over to a computer.
Computer.
This, of course, will call for an entirely new kind of chief accountant. A computer programmer. An expert in data processing. You see, jobs that you can't do, of course.
We can't speak Hindustani either, but we never pretended we could. No, we're accountants, not electronic engineers.
You keep on taking this thing personally, gentlemen.
Well, what do you...
It's just that your old jobs will simply cease to exist.
So, it'll be kicked out in a month's time.
Well, I'd like to talk about that. You see, this is purely an idea, of course, a little suggestion that Mr. Roberts asked me to pass on.
Oh, spit it out, for heaven's sake.
You won't take this personally?
Well, as long as it doesn't affect us personally, of course we won't.
Mr. Roberts feels that it would be more convenient all round if you were to leave tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Not this very instant. We can stay till tomorrow.
It might be inconvenient for Mr. Roberts, but I intend to work out every damn minute of my month's notice.
So do I.
We were just trying to spare you the embarrassment.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow, your successor takes over. It's Jackson, your chief clerk, Davenport.
Jackson, the five-minute wonder? Good Lord.
Well, he's a qualified computer programmer.
All I know is he's no damn good at figures. You know what I found in his check ledger today?
What?
I
realize that few men can measure up to your high standards, Mr. Davenport. But he is Mr. Roberts' choice, and we must accept him. Warts and all. Yes. Well, you can work under him for your last month if you wish.
All right. You win. Right, I'll go tomorrow.
So will I.
Don't ask us to come back, though, when he makes a mess of it, will you? Uh-huh. Eh? Because when I leave, I leave.
If you go, I go.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. Well. Splendid. Absolutely splendid. In spite of the delicate nature of that little episode, gentlemen, I think we all handled it very well. Very well indeed.
You sound like a butcher congratulating a pig he's just slaughtered.
No hard feelings, I hope.
Not against you personally, Hewitt. No, my quarrel's against the ventriloquist, not his dummy.
Oh.
Well, unless you've got any more good news for us, I'd like to get back to my department.
Quite.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. After you.
After you. Well, I'd never have to see you in my life.
Oh, dear.
Now, what's this about Jackson?
You know, he keeps the running totals of all the checks we make out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found an £18,000 error today.
No.
An £18,000 error. He brought forward £57,000 on one page and like a fool reversed the figures. On the next page, it's shown as £75,000.
But that's sheer carelessness.
And this is our new head of department.
But isn't he supposed to cross-check his total with the authorizations? That'd show up the error at once.
Anyone with a basic knowledge of bookkeeping would have done so. He didn't.
He's a computer programmer. They don't have to know how to add up. Are you going to tell Roberts?
I am a favor, don't I?
They'll find it easily enough when the bank statement arrives. It'll show a difference of £18,000.
Yes, well, I'll come to that. What sort of a job were you thinking of going after, Desmond?
Well, there was one in the paper tonight. Messenger wanted by city firm would suit pensioner.
I know the sort. You'll work like a horse for office boy's wages. Enough to take orders from some snotty-nosed kid of 16.
Beggars can't be choosers. I don't care what I have to do to get some money.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Hmm?
You ready for another?
Well, it's not lemonade, you know.
Oh, all right, please yourself.
Yes, I'll have one. Kicked out after 35 years. Hundreds of thousands of pounds through our hands and never a penny short.
More fool us.
Have you noticed that old Roberts never bothers to look at any of the checks we take into him? He just signs them, just like that.
I had noticed.
He trusts us, that's why. And so he damn well should. So he damn well should. Never once have we given him a duff check to sign.
So he sacks us.
I bet that if we made a check out payable to ourselves, he'd sign it.
There's no doubt about it.
That's what we should do to teach the swine a lesson. We should make a check out payable to ourselves.
For £18,000.
Yes. Eh?
Well, if we made it out for £18,000, it would cancel out Jackson's error. The books would balance and no one would be any the wiser.
You're not serious.
Why not?
Do you find it hot in here?
You're thirsty, that's your trouble, you know. Rosie, I... Oh, good Lord, I haven't ordered yet.
Landlord's compliments, sir.
It would be when it's Albert's round.
That's very kind of him, yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, George.
Hello.
He wondered if you'd play the piano for us, Mr. Desmond.
What? You don't play the piano, do you, Desmond?
A little.
Oh, he's too modest, sir. He's got a lovely touch.
Oh, has he? Yeah, well, this I must hear. Well, come on, Desmond.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, please.
All right. Bring your drink, Davenport.
What about it, then?
What about what?
£9,000 apiece.
I don't think so, thank you. Well, what would you like me to play?
What about Nobody Wants You When You're Old and Grey?
It's official, Otterly. They're going tonight.
No, I can't believe it.
Shh, here he is. Oh, well, good morning, Mr. Davenport.
Morning, Brian.
I was ever so sorry to hear about...
Yes, thank you, Brian. Morning, Sally.
Oh, Mr. Davenport, it's not true, is it?
I'm going tonight, Sally, if that's what you mean.
Oh.
Now, where's Jacko? Not overcome with grief somewhere, is he?
He's, in your office.
Eh?
Now, what do you think you're doing, Jacko?
Oh, good morning. I'm just moving my stuff in here ready for tomorrow.
Then you can just move it out again. I don't leave till tonight.
But you won't be doing much today, surely?
That's none of your business. Now, get yourself and your tat out of here.
Childish to the last.
Watch it, sonny. Watch it.
Petty, that's all.
Look where you're going, Jackson, can't you? Good morning, Davenport.
Ah, Liberace.
Oh, please, I can't tolerate your weak attempts at humour today. I got no sleep last night.
Yes, well, I'm up and down when I've had a few drinks.
All that stupid talk about a cheque.
Yes, I've got it here. Sign it, would you?
Pay cash the sum of £18,000.
Oh, that's right. Go on, shout it round the office.
I was speaking a perfectly moderate voice.
Yes, well, that's better. Now sign it.
Look, I've been thinking.
All right. I knew it. I knew you'd get cold feet. Go on, tear it up, tear
it. If you'd allow me to finish instead of cutting in your usual overbearing manner.
Well,
I was going to suggest we take this check in for Roberts to sign with a batch of others. Too risky to take it on its own.
How else did you think I was going to do it?
Oh, that's right. Take credit for my idea.
You don't have to be a pub pianist to have brains, you know. Jacko, let's have today's checks for signature.
That won't be necessary. I'll be signing them myself. From today, the bank will accept my signature.
We've still got our authority to sign, haven't we?
It will be cancelled tonight.
Well, it isn't cancelled yet, so let's have those checks. We're signing them.
Oh, very well. There you are.
Thank you. Now, get back to your desk and do some work.
Typical.
By George. Ooh, I thought we'd had it then.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, well, get your pen out and sign them.
Shouldn't we check the authorities?
Oh, no, somehow I just don't care today.
As you wish. You don't think we're pushing our luck with £18,000? Perhaps a more modest sum.
Look, for the last time, it's got to be £18,000, otherwise the books won't balance. Ah, just what I wanted, Flo. Have you got one for Mr. Desmond?
Well, I can always find one for him. Here we are. Oh,
thank you, Flo.
Oh, I was ever so upset to hear about you leaving us. It was sudden, wasn't it?
If you've got to go, Flo, it's best that you go quickly.
This place won't seem the same, that's all I can say. Look, I said to Betty this morning, they may have their funny little ways, I said, but they're perfect gentlemen. If you want a second cup, you know where to find me.
One of the best, Arflo.
Yes, her tea's rotten, but she's all right. I suppose Roberts will replace her with a vending machine. Might make better tea, but try and get a bit of slap and tickle from it.
Good Lord. You've never tried anything like that with Flo, have you?
No, long time ago. Not recently.
And she reciprocated?
Yes, like you. I've got a lovely touch.
Oh.
Yeah, she's forgotten all about it, though. I was quite hurt when she called us perfect gentlemen. Look at the time. If we're going to get these checks into Roberts, we'll have to get cracking.
That's a firm date, then. I can rely on it, eh? Good. The computer will be here in 2 weeks' time, Jackson.
Good. Once those two old fools have gone, I'll be able to get organized. They've sabotaged everything I've tried to do today.
Yes, well, never mind. A few more hours and you'll be shot at them for good. Come in. Ah, come on in, Davenport. We were just talking about you.
Yes, I can see Jackson blushing. Would you sign these, please, Mr. Roberts?
No, I don't want you to do any checks today. I want Jackson to do them.
Oh, as you wish. What shall I do with these, then? Turn them up?
Well, all right, if you've already signed them. Let me have them. Thank you.
As I'm supposed to be in charge of accounts from today, perhaps I'd better check through them first.
You'd better learn to add up first.
Hey?
Mr. Roberts, if I can't be trusted to do checks after 35 years, you'd better tear them up and let the Wonder Boy here do them.
Now, look here, Davenport.
All right, Jackson, all right. I know there's no need for anyone to check them, Davenport, if they're signed by you and Mr. Desmond. I'll do them now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roberts, as I appreciate your confidence.
I've done it. He signed it.
Show me.
Are your hands clean?
As clean as yours.
Hmm?
Pay cash. The sum of £18,000 signed for and on behalf of Webster & Co. Limited, A. Desmond Accountant, A. Davenport Accountant, M. Roberts, Managing Director.
A passport to a golden retirement, eh? Yes, I'll cash it this afternoon.
You'll cash it?
That's right.
Why you?
Why not?
You will come back, I suppose.
I have never during my entire business career been accused of dishonesty. I take the strongest possible exception to your remarks,
sorry.
I can't be trusted, you cash the damn check.
Oh, I'm quite happy that you should do it.
I wouldn't go if you paid me.
I see. So you want me to take the risk while you remain safely here?
Eh?
Oh, very well.
What shall I get? Fives and ones?
Yes, and get a few 10 bobs as well. I'd like to tip the canteen staff.
Then you can give them the same as I do. I'll get some half crowns.
And how do you want it, Mr. Desmond?
Oh, fives and ones. Let me have a few half crowns, would you?
Certainly, I...
Oh, what's the matter?
I didn't realize it was such a large sum. I won't keep you a moment, sir.
There's nothing wrong with it, is there?
Oh, no, sir, just a routine precaution. I'll be right back, sir.
Yes?
Can we come in, Mr. Davenport?
Oh, who have you got with you, Hewitt? The broker's man?
Oh, well, may I introduce Mr. West and Mr. Timms from our staff magazine?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
They've come to interview you.
Oh, have they now?
I'd like a shot of you at the desk, Mr. Davenport.
Certainly.
Yeah. Hold that position.
Like that, yes. Yeah.
Shall I place my hand on his shoulder?
Can you move to one side, Mr. Hewitt?
Oh, yes.
Further over.
Oh, right.
Fine. Wonderful.
Now, tell us what it was like 35 years ago, Mr. Davenport.
35 years ago? Oh,
yes.
My word. Well, now, we worked in the hut, you know, behind the main warehouse in those days. I've got a photograph somewhere. Hang on a minute. Keep it amongst my bits and... Ah, yes, here we are. Now, look, there's me in the stiff collar and the white face.
Now, let's have a shot of you holding the photograph.
Certainly,
shall we?
Yes.
I could be looking over his shoulder.
If you could move out of the way, Mr. Hewitt.
Oh, right.
Yes. Wonderful.
Perhaps it would be better if I left.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Popper's so fool. Just one more, Mr. Davenport.
One more, certainly. Yes, just a minute. Let me comb my hair, will you? Oh,
well,
damn
it.
Sure, just a moment, please. Hello, what is it?
Davenport. It's me. Desmond speaking.
Ring me later, would you? I'll show if I'm being interviewed, you see. Yeah. Right, just a
moment. Now, hold it. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Getting back to when you started, how much did you earn?
I've always kept my first wage bracket. Yeah.
Oh, look at this, West. 8 shillings a week before deductions.
Well, 60 hours a week. I sweated for that. Oh, dear, they won't leave you alone, will they? Hello, what is that?
Davenport, it's me, Desmond. Listen carefully.
Well, it's a bit inconvenient at the moment. Can you ring me back?
No, I can't. I'm still at the bank.
What are they doing? Printing it?
Could you hold the wage packet in your left hand, Mr. Davenport?
In the left hand. Wait a minute. Like that?
Yes.
Davenport, hello, hello.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Desmond. What were you saying?
They've queried the check.
Oh, is that Mr. Desmond? Oh, couldn't you get him over?
Desmond, yes. Hey, Desmond, I say, look, I've got the House Magazine boys here. They want to interview us.
Will you listen? They've queried the check.
What?
I'm phoning from the bank manager's office. You'll be back in a minute. We forgot. They query all cash checks in excess of £1,000.
Yes.
Right.
Well, it's no problem. Get him to phone me. I'll okay.
That's just it. They know Jackson's in charge and they intend to phone him.
Lovely.
Are you still there?
I'm thinking.
It's all right for you. I'm the one with the check and... I must go. He's coming back.
God.
Oh, nothing wrong, I hope.
Wrong? Oh, no, of course not. I've got a great idea for a picture. Follow me. Ah, Jackson.
Yes, what is it?
Dear old Jackson.
Hey?
Gentlemen, allow me please to present my most worthy successor.
Oh.
What's your first name?
Percival, why?
Percy Jackson.
How do
now,
you
I
know?
Couldn't be handing over to a nicer fellow than old Percy.
What?
I tell you what. Take a picture of us shaking hands.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Would someone please tell me what's going on?
Yeah, I'll get it for you, Percy.
Hey?
It's all right. Yes?
Bennington's Bank here. Mr. Jackson, please.
Speaking.
Sorry to trouble you, Mr. Jackson. What? Usual routine precaution. Mr. Desmond has presented a check for £18,000 cash. All right to pay him?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Should have phoned you to say he was coming.
Oh, no harm done. I'll pay him out now. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It was for me first.
Hey?
Yeah, for me. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, now, have you got all the shots you want, Mr. West?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. That wraps it up, I think. Best of luck, Mr. Davenport. We'll give you a good ride, huh?
Ah, thank you very much. Yes, goodbye to you. Yes, well, stop gawping, Jacko. Go on, get on with your work.
Oh, Davenport.
Oh, all right. You can stop shaking. It's all over.
I thought it was all up when he phoned.
Yeah, good job I stayed here.
Oh.
Stop looking so guilty. You're like the man who stole the crown jewels.
Hewitt saw me come in with this briefcase. He gave me a very funny look.
Oh, imagination.
Who's that?
Oh, calm down, will you? Come in.
Ah, the two partners in crime. Would you come along with me, please?
What for?
You didn't think we'd let you walk out of here as if nothing had happened, did you? This way, please.
Oh, dear.
Well, I...
How did they find out?
I don't know, but don't admit anything.
Leave the talking to me. Where are you taking us?
After you.
What's that?
You didn't think we'd let you get away without a little farewell party, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Now, on behalf of us both, I'd like to thank you for the simply splendid pen and pencil set that you have given us. I don't know what Desmond will do with his, but I shall always treasure mine. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And we've got another surprise for you. A cake!
I placed it and asked it myself, sir. Do you not the wording?
Can you read it, Davenport? The smoke in here is affecting my eyes.
To the two D's, 35 glorious years. Very nice floor, that, yeah. It is smoky in here, isn't it?
There are 35 candles to blow out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, come on then, Desmond, help me now.
You must make a wish.
A wish, yes. Well, now, wait a minute. May our sins never be found out.
Come on. And my own little contribution. A little wine,
oh,
I thought.
Thank you.
Shall I pour, sir?
Yes.
Well done, Peter.
Right.
Oh, can I tempt you with a sausage on a stick, sir?
You could tempt me with nothing at all, Flo.
How long shall we stay?
Well, it won't go while there's any free drink left, surely.
I find your cheap wit jarring at times, Davenport. I'm worried about that briefcase. It's just lying on your desk for anyone to take.
Oh, relax. We're the only two crooks here. Oh, look at that pig Jackson knocking it back. Having fun, Purse?
Yes, thank you.
Congratulations on your well-earned promotion. Well, come on, Desmond. Let's mingle, shall we?
Oh, hello, Sally.
Oh, she's giggling again.
Damn nice of them to throw that party for us.
Yes, but I could have done without Flo's cake. Ooh, it was like a lump of lead in my stomach. I thought her tea was bad enough. Take our last look at the old sweatshop, shall we?
Oh, yes. Peaceful, isn't it?
Yes. Nip into my office and get the briefcase, would you? Then we'll go.
Oh, Lord, yes. Where did you put it?
Well, where you left it. On my desk.
Well, it isn't there now.
Have I got to do everything myself? That's funny.
I told you we shouldn't have left it there. You were so clever.
Well, has it fallen behind the chair?
I've looked.
Well, perhaps it's over on the... Oh. Must you creep up on people like that, Jackson?
I was not aware I was creeping up.
What do you want?
I want nothing. I'm moving my things into your office. I trust you have no objection.
Have you taken anything from my desk?
A briefcase?
Yes. Where is it?
Here.
It's mine. Give it to me.
Say please.
Please.
That's right. Weighs a ton. What have you got in it?
Mind your own business. All right, come on, Desmond.
It wouldn't hurt you to say thank you.
Thank you for the briefcase and its contents, without which we would have gone without. Yes, will you try and manage without us? I hope your books balance. Will you stop looking out of that back window, Desmond? No one's coming after us.
What's that?
Oh, a fire engine.
Oh, I'm not cut out for this sort of thing, Davenport.
It's going to be all right. In a week's time, we'll be out of the country. No one will ever find us.
We should have taken that earlier boat.
We've got all the time in the world. You know the way our accounts work. We've got a compensating error. It'll be months before they find us.
I hope so.
We've balanced the books, so Pentonville will be spared your piano playing. £18,000, eh? Oh, it's a nice round sum. And I wish Jacko had made a bigger error. Stupid fool.
I wouldn't call him a fool. He may be a bit shifty, but I think he's a clever man.
We're the clever ones for taking advantage of that fool's mistake. You going to that pub again tonight?
The pub?
Will Rosie be there?
Oh, eh? Davenport.
Next, please.
Why, good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Morning.
We don't usually see you in the bank this early.
Oh, there's so much work to clear up.
Of course, the two old gentlemen retired yesterday, didn't they? I expect you'll miss them.
Oh, yes. Did our Mr. Roberts phone you regarding the cash I have to collect?
Mr. Roberts? Why, no, sir.
Oh, well, that's my fault. I should have reminded him. I've got to take the bonus payments over to our Basildon works. So would you cash this cheque, please?
Certainly, sir. How would you like it? Oh, isn't there some mistake?
Mistake? Why?
Well, this cheque is for £18,000.
Yes.
Yesterday, Mr. Desmond cashed a cheque for the same amount.
The briefcase.
Well, if you'll just wait here, sir, I'll get our manager. He was dealing with it.
No, leave it. Thank you.
We should get this cleared up, sir.
Please don't bother.
Mr. Jackson! Oh, can't you go away? Stop him! Stop. Oh, damn.
What is it, Smith?
Mr. Jackson of Webster's, sir. He wanted to cash this.
The devil he did.
Are you calling the police, sir?
No, Mr. Roberts, their managing director. I never liked that man Jackson from the minute I clapped eyes on him. Something shifty about him. Now, Desmond and Davenport, different kettle of fish entirely. You could trust them implicitly. Ah, Mr. Roberts, please. The manager of Bennington's Bank here.
Been listening to the conclusion of Compensating Error by R.D. Wingfield. In the cast, Mr. Davenport was played by Derek Giler, and Mr. Desmond was played by George Benson. Alan Donner played Jackson. The play was produced in London at the BBC by Glenn Dearman. The executive producer of the Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. I'm Bob Bovin, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.